Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 292 for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was sharply weaker on Wednesday as declines in the U.S. soy complex triggered a wave of selling. Canola was down $11 to $13, with the most active May contract down $11.80 at $455.90 per ton. The stronger Canadian dollar also pressured canola prices as it made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil were also bearish for values. On the other side, the Bank of Canada announced it would hold interest rates steady, which kept overall market activity routine. Spring road bans throughout the prairies will likely keep some producers from making deliveries. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all down. Soybeans were down 12 to 16 cents, with the May contract down 15 cents at $9.95 per bushel. The weakness of the Brazilian currency has raised the value of South American soybeans, which are priced in U.S. dollars, prompting farmers down there to sell their crops. Meanwhile, spot prices for soybeans in the U.S. have slipped, indicating demand is weakening. It seems most U.S. processors have enough soy oil and meal right now. While the trucker strike in Brazil is over, there's word farmers in Argentina may suspend grain sales for 3 days due to disagreements over government quotas, although at this point the market doesn't seem overly worried. Corn was 1 to 3 cents weaker, with the most active May contract coming in at $3.88 a bushel. The corn market was taking direction from wheat and soybeans. Data from the U.S. Energy Administration shows ethanol production is slowing. That in turn means less demand for corn. Ukraine continues to pump out cheap supplies on the world stage. Brazil is reporting good planting progress, which was bearish for prices. Wheat was lower, down 6 to 10, with the May contract in Chicago down 10 cents at $4.95 per bushel. Prices fell below the key benchmark of $5 a bushel as numerous foreign buyers continue to buy wheat from places other than the U.S. The continued strength of the American dollar has prompted many would-be customers to shy away. China recently purchased several cargoes of hard red spring wheat, but they are a rare exception. World wheat inventories are said to be extremely large. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, March 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.